And we're back on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. The head coach of Castle Boys Soccer, Mike Ryder, is here again on WREF. We loved having him on last year, usually because, Coach, when you were on, we were talking about good news. We were talking about wins. You guys winning the SIEC outright last year, a perfect 9-0 in the league, and a nice start to this season as well, beating Vincennes 6-0. You're 1-0. You're undefeated. How's it feel?
It feels good. You know, anytime you can get a win, especially a conference win, we'll take it. You know, Vincennes was a much improved team over the past few years. They're senior heavy. They were organized. So it was a really good first game for us because, you know, we have a pretty young group, pretty inexperienced at a lot of places. So it was just a good first game for us. So we are glad to go get on the road in the heat and get a win on Saturday. So we'll take it.
And, Coach, I'll ask you about the first game in depth in a moment, but in talking about this team, what I really want to know is how you feel about the units, right, the guys coming together in the offseason. How does that look?
You know, the seniors have done a really good job of really having, honestly, some patience because, you know, the past two senior classes have had a lot of experience to work with. So last year's senior group had 13 seniors, but the group in front of them had 9 seniors. So that's 2 years in a row where we had a lot of experience to work with. And this year, you know, they were at a bit of a disadvantage in that area. We had, you know, we have on the varsity roster, we have a freshman and I think 8 or 9 sophomores. So they have done an excellent job of allowing those young guys to kind of go through those growing pains in the summer. But at the same time, they did a great job of, you know, upholding the standard that we always do. And I think we're in a pretty good place right now. A much better place than I would have told you about 2 months ago. So we've really, you know, closed the gap here in the last, you know, 2 and 3 weeks. So we're excited.
You mentioned the gluttony of sophomores that this team has. Sophomores look pretty good in the first game against Vincennes. Lucas Gerardo had the 3 assists and a goal for Oliver David. And it just seems like everything's kind of clicking for this class a little bit. When did you know that the sophomores could be a loaded and productive class this season?
Well, I mean, personally, I have a sophomore son, and he plays club with a number of the guys, both on our team and a bunch of guys that play at Memorial. And that club team has been pretty good for years. So we knew this group had potential. But Lucas Gerardo and Merrick Yaska, two of our sophomores, they actually play over at Lou City in Louisville. And they have, you know, they've been coached by some excellent coaches, and they've been pushed by playing with some great players. So we kind of knew this sophomore group would be good. We just, you know, and we don't know a whole lot yet, obviously. We've only played one game, and we've got a tough schedule again this year. So we will get challenged, and we definitely will be put under pressure. And it's gonna be kind of up to these sophomores to learn, you know, and grow from that. Because, you know, I'm a realist. I know there's going to be games where we're going to walk away from it going, okay, we looked like a very young and inexperienced team tonight. So, you know, we have got to, as a group, both coaches and players, we've got to make, you know, a conscious effort of moving past those moments pretty quickly and learning from those and getting better. If not, you know, we're just going to keep making the same mistakes. So this group, like I said, they've impressed me. I didn't know what we'd have this year, but at this point in the season, the seniors and the young guys, they have really impressed me. So we're confident. We're confident. We just have a lot of challenges in the way. So
going back to that first game against Vincennes, a couple of goals for Mortarino, another one of those sophomores who contributed on the offensive end from a scoring standpoint. What did you see from Mortarino? Because, again, that's kind of a statement win, I feel like, for this team, a team that's relying on some underclassmen to win 6-0 in the opener against an SIAC team, an improved team, and to do it with sophomores, that's great, but also a statement game for individual players.
Well, we talked yesterday. We watched film yesterday as a team, and we told the players that our job as coaches naturally is just, you know, create opportunities for them to have chances. It's their job to make the decisions on the field and put the chances away. So, you know, for Andre to have two goals, Isaiah to have two goals, those are our two front runners this year. And for those two to combine and put chances away and look dangerous, it was good to see because, like I said, we created a lot more chances than the six goals. You know, when we went over and watched film yesterday, we realized we probably could have added quite a few more goals to that tally. But at this point in the season, very early on, as long as we're creating those chances and then on the other end, you know, limiting the other team's chances, that's all we're looking to do right now. So, but for Andre, it was good. He's a newcomer to the program, and for him to kind of settle in, and he had two really nice goals too. They were really nice goals. So that adds a lot of confidence to the guys knowing that, you know, he's going to be a guy that hopefully will put away a lot of goals for us this year.
Again, Mike Ryder, the head coach of Castle Boys Soccer, is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway in Evansville, tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. In goal, Elliot Woodland is back, and he was really strong as a sophomore a season ago, helping you guys get to the regional. As a junior, as an upperclassman, what's the difference you're seeing in Elliott, just in the back of the net for you guys to anchor this defense?
There's two huge aspects of Elliott that have just continued to improve. First of all, his leadership. He was actually voted by his teammates. He's a captain this year as a junior, and we rarely have juniors as captains. But, you know, from the get-go in the summer, he's been vocal. He's been committed. And, you know, there's no doubt about him wanting to get better every day. And the other side of him, I mean, he's got the keeper frame. He's a big, strong kid. He's got great reflexes, but he's one of the better keepers we've ever had with his feet. So the backs feel comfortable going back to him. He actually had an assist on Saturday in the Vincennes game.
FIFA stuff right there.
Yeah, he played a long ball out of the back, and it was just a good ball that we got on the end of. And so he's just developing all around. You know, he came into the program as a freshman as just an athletic kid that was a shot stopper and a competitor. Well, now he's developed with his feet, and he's developed a leadership. He constantly is communicating back there, which, you know, I think is some people may undervalue as a keeper, but I always love keepers back there that'll communicate and kind of run the show. So he's developed really on all ends. So he's going to be a huge, huge factor for us this year.
You know, Coach, I know that this team is kind of taking it game by game, progressing, improving, a team that does rely on some younger guys, even for their upperclassmen. I mean, for Elliott to be a captain this early in his career, that's a big deal. Relying on those sophomores, at least in the first game against Vincennes. That said, you or the rest of the group, how much are you guys looking forward to, say, the end of this month? Because you guys have a date with Bloomington South, the team that took you down last year in the regional, and to rematch against them, what does that mean to this program, and how much of the next three games, Columbus East, Harrison, and Central, feel like kind of a ramp up and a preseason for this rematch? Because I know this has been on your mind and on your players' conscience all offseason long.
Well, it definitely has. You know, but I will never forget the scene last year when we left Seymour, when our guys were, you know, it took us probably 35 minutes to finally get off that field last year when we lost to Bloomington South in overtime, and the guys were completely gutted. It was tough. So that is definitely going to fuel at least, you know, the guys that were contributing factors to that team last year. It's definitely going to fuel them. But I'm not going to lie, there's not one game this year that we're going to even look past. With this group, every game it is going to, you know, present a different challenge. Like this Saturday when we go to Columbus, you know, we've got to get up at 6. The bus leaves at 6:30. We've got a 2.5-hour bus ride. Then we, you know, we will watch the JV play. Then we'll take the field. It's going to be a long day. And those moments are when young and inexperienced teams could easily misstep, you know, and we could drive all that way, spend that day and just not perform. So and then we turn around and we have Harrison, who's going to be very good this year. So every single game is going to give us a different challenge. But that stretch, starting with Bloomington South and then Evansville North and then the Indiana-Kentucky Challenge against two top teams in Kentucky, those four games are going to tell us a lot about ourselves, because those are going to be four very tough games right in a row. So I guess you could say we're ramping up for that time, but I don't think we have the luck to the fortune to be able to ramp up anything this year. Every game is going to be a tough one for us. So our only thought right now, literally our only thought, the only thing we're talking about is Columbus East, because if we can go there and get a win against them, that's a great step in the right direction for us.
Mike Ryder here on WREF, the head coach for Castle Boys Soccer, 1-0 to start the year a few days ago, defeating Vincennes 6-0 and looking really, really good in the process as well. Now, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. Really appreciate your time here on WREF, yep. The Brinker's Jewelers phone line. You guys are progressing, like I said, and it is mid-August that we're talking about this team. I know that we want to be talking about this team throughout the season into October, well into October. What do you hope maybe the biggest difference is between this team now and this team, say, October 2nd regular season finale against Monterrey? In other words, what are you trying to improve upon and add to the repertoire of Castle Boys Soccer from now till then?
Well, I think the talent's there. I think all of our guys and coaches know, with what we've seen at training and in the one game we've played, but also the summer scrimmage, I think we have the talent. I hope that by early October, the guys just continue to have the trust in each other. And that means upperclassmen trusting, you know, the huge number of underclassmen that we have, but also the underclassmen trusting each other to just, you know, go out and be in years past, we may have, you know, years in sectionals, maybe have been the favorite, you know, like maybe last year we were potentially the favorite because we had a huge number of seniors. I don't think we're going to be the favorite this year at all. And I just want us to be a very dangerous team, basically a team nobody wants to play in October. So if we can just live up to our potential in terms of talent and we can trust each other, I feel like we'll be a really tough out when it comes to the postseason.
Coach, you're the man. Really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the first game and the first win of the season. Good luck the rest of the way. I know we'll be hearing from you again soon. Love to talk about your program, believe in what you guys are doing over there in Newburgh, and can't wait to hear from you, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it, Brad.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.